The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Mothers and daughters have one of life's most special bonds. Along with the trying times, can be some of the most wonderful times. Welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker. In the next hour, we will share some great tools with our listeners designed to help mothers and daughters grow into the honesty and openness of whom you truly are. Now, here's Elizabeth, Melissa, and Danielle.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Lutz, and I'm joined by my two daughters and co-hosts, Danielle and Melissa.
Hello again.
Hi, everyone. We're so happy to have you on the show this week.
Yes, it's a very exciting topic that we're going to talk about this week. It's all about courage.
Courage.
And do you want to say anything about courage? We thought we'd talk about times that we were in our courage and owned it and felt courageous, and times when we wanted to be courageous but kind of weren't. So we'll give you some examples of, you know, how to help you move into courage, too, when you're faced in that moment of fear.
Yeah, and if nothing else, listening to our stories might make you feel better about your own stories.
Yes.
Yes. And maybe find them motivating, hopefully.
Yes, yes.
We do want people to benefit a little bit.
Well, you know, as long as anybody could benefit from stories where I wasn't in my courage, I feel like that's a reason enough to have had it happen.
Yeah, and for me, part of my definition of courage is vulnerability. So it shows a little bit of vulnerability when you're sharing this time as when you weren't in your courage.
So it's almost like if I didn't take advantage of my first opportunity to be courageous, I could take advantage of a different variation of being courageous in the same, like, for the same thing.
Yeah.
I realize life will present many opportunities for one to be courageous. I don't think there's any shortage of opportunity.
That's also true. But I guess I'm just saying it's not totally over. You know, like if you do something and you're like, oh man, I wish I would have been more courageous about it, you can still maybe do something about it.
That's true.
And be courageous.
Like every day you can be courageous that I'm cooler sister than you.
And every day I have no comment to that. None that I can say on the air. Let's just say that.
Well, I remember when I was younger, I used to, I was talking about vulnerability, and vulnerability can be a sense of, or a part of courage, you know, to be vulnerable, it takes a lot of courage. And I remember when I was little, I grew up with brothers, and I remember watching Old Yeller and just crying like crazy when the kid had to shoot his dog, and could not believe that my brothers didn't even shed a tear. Just could not fathom that. Just was like, wow, how can they? I mean, because I was like bawling like crazy. And as I grew up, I think that for a lot of my life, I thought that being vulnerable was a weakness. Mm-hmm. And so I started to learn to hide that vulnerability and to cap it and to not show my emotion because I was so afraid of being teased, because my brothers would always tease me whenever I would cry. And so it's funny because now as I'm getting older, I'm starting to embrace the vulnerability. And I find with the vulnerability, when I embrace it, I have more courage. I'm not trying to stuff it down. And now I can go see a sad movie and let some tears come. You know, I don't get into the, like I did when I was a child. But
still do.
I do at home.
Whenever I feel a cold coming on, I go get a sad movie because
that's smart. Get everything out. Yeah. Smart.
No, I think there's so much truth to that. You know, it is, and it's And when we've spoken before about relationships too, and I feel like that's a huge thing that comes forward in being courageous and showing up in starting a relationship or being in a relationship is being able to be vulnerable. And that is scary. It's scary.
Well, and it's any kind of relationship. Your relationship with maybe a romantic relationship, you know, a relationship with your mom or your sister, you know, insert person here, the relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
I just think courage is... it takes courage to show up who you truly are. Mm-hmm. It takes courage to bring forward what you want to bring forward without having concern about how other people perceive you. There's a lot of, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of courage in really showing up authentically.
Oh, definitely.
But it is so empowering. It is. There is that level of being vulnerable and being who you truly are and saying what you truly want to say. You know, that does take courage, but there's so much benefit.
Mm-hmm. And it also takes courage, I think, to like, say if you're in a relationship and something maybe is going awry, to take the time to look at what's your responsibility.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's easy to stay kind of the victim or stuck, and you know, but it takes a lot of courage to sit there and be honest with yourself and say, you know, I have to own this. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to own that I'm playing the victim now, or I have to own that I'm feeling sorry for myself. I have to own that I'm angry and I'm not ready to move off my position. Mm-hmm. By just owning it, it takes a lot of courage.
Well, and then along with that, I mean, courage is so tied into everything, but there's also that it takes courage to take the next step and accept personal responsibility and actually learn from it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and what came forward for me is, like, letting something go. You know, like, if I was in a position where I was just really upset at myself for something that I did or something that I said, and I, like, just wouldn't let go of it because I felt like if I just forgave myself and moved on and looked at it and said, okay, well, what did I learn from this, that, like, somehow that's the easy way out and, like, that's the not courageous route.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, that's just not true. Like, being able to own it and realize, like, yes, I said that, you know, I can't change that I said it, I can't change that I did it, but I can learn from it and I can let it go and I can allow myself to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's just, it's funny how we sometimes get, we have a little bit, I don't know, our ideas of what is courageous and what isn't courageous, it can get a little skewed, I think.
Absolutely. I think that's a valid point. And I think another place where courage just in it touches everything. You know, like, there's so much, like, you know, outside of relationship or even in relationship, courage is so directly tied with trust and surrender too. There's so often times in life that you have no control over the circumstances. You only have control how you're holding it inside of you. You know, and it takes a lot of courage to trust. At least in my experience, sometimes when I'm nervous about, I don't know, you know, my car breaking down, or I'm nervous about a new relationship that I might be starting, or whatever it might be, it does take courage to just trust and take a deep breath and know that it'll be okay.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because being nervous, it's like, that's like my body's way. Like, I've taken to look at it as like, all right, yes, that means, you know, I'm getting out of my comfort zone. Because if mm-hmm. I put myself in situations where I feel like that nervous energy, mm-hmm. it's like I'm immediately like, here's an opportunity to like be courageous, to step out of my comfort zone and to learn something and to grow.
That's great. Using it like, it's kind of like your body's own mechanism to let you know, like, hey, here's
right.
an opportunity for you.
Yeah. And it seems so scary because it's like I'm nervous and my body is telling me that, like, this is not a comfortable situation. But it's like moving into that trust of like, well, I'm going to be here with myself through it, you know, and I'm going to just trust that whatever happens, you know, it'll all be okay.
We'll yeah. be okay. And I've read somewhere that feeling that you have in your body when you're experiencing fear is the same feeling you have in your body when you're experiencing excitement. So I think courage is being able to, like, exactly what you say, know that you're in it could be fear or excitement, and move yourself through it and do whatever it is you want to do anyways, you know, because that's what courage is.
Well, and I think it's important to say, well, we just need to be very clear on that. Because sometimes if you're in a dark alley in the middle of the night, in the middle of, you know, and you're feeling that fear, it's not necessarily telling you to go for a walk, you know?
thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I think that's an important point to make.
Yeah. I just wanted to be clear.
Well, what if I jumped off this cliff? I don't need a... Right. I don't need a... anything. I'll just free fall off it. I'll be fine. Maybe not the best idea.
Yes.
If it's sometimes if it scares me, it's an indication.
Yes.
Like maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Right. Just wanted to put that disclaimer out there.
Yeah. You'll all probably have to figure that out for yourself. Yep. In the specific situation. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. That takes a little common sense. Hopefully our listeners have that.
Well, they're listening to us. That's the most common sense ever.
We always talk about things here being, like, a lot of the things that we bring forward, they tend to be, like, muscles, you know? Like, and I feel like courage is the same. It's, like, it is something where we might not start out as courageous, but it's, like, it is a muscle. It's, like, well, maybe I'll take, like, a little small step here. Like, maybe I'll see what it's like to do that. And it's, like, the more we step into that trust and that courage, the easier it gets.
I have always loved that analogy because it really is. It's you know, like a lot of the skills and tools and ways of showing up differently that we bring forward, it really is practice makes perfect. There's a reason why that is a saying, you know, and it goes the same internally, externally, but courage is definitely one of those.
And I feel like, too, like we've been talking here, like I want to clarify, too, that we're not necessarily talking about like courage as like big, grand, like gesture things that like are scary. Like courage can take place on, it's like you said, it's in everything. Courage can take place on a very, on a small level. And it's like, I don't want to say that that's small, but I'm just saying courage doesn't have to be as big. I want to share, there's a quote and somebody told me this quote the first time I heard it. Somebody read it in class and it was amazing. But it goes, courage does not always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Sweet.
I know. Whose quote was that?
Mary Ann Rademacher. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Oh, that is
beautiful. The first time I heard it, it was like, oh my gosh. And it is.
And that goes back to kind of to the muscle thing, you know, that you just keep trying, you know, the next time.
Yeah.
And then as you experience the courage, as you move in and move past the fear, and you get positive feedback, you know, that also is very supportive. I think that increases your self-esteem, that it helps with your energy, and it helps you move into courage the next time that you need to call on it.
Yeah, I think it's great. Courage can show up in so many different ways. And when we come back, we'll actually share some examples from the big things to the small things that actually how we were showing up with courage, how we didn't, and we wish we would have that kind of thing. But we'll be back in a short break. We'll see you then.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself, so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? HeartCenteredListening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Learn all about sexuality, science, and spirituality, and the connection between all three. Tune in to the Tantric Lounge with one of Australia's foremost sex therapists and expert in love and intimacy, Jacqueline Hillier. Our program is all about the art and science of sex for the thinker and explorer. Get more out of your sex life than you've ever imagined. Come visit the Tantric Lounge every Thursday at 5 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's sex like you've never experienced.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. I'm your co-host, Melissa, and I'm joined with my sister, Danielle, and mother, Elizabeth. And we were talking before our break, our topic is courage. And we were sharing just a little bit about why we chose this as a topic and just our general thoughts about courage. And this section, I was kind of hoping we would do it the other way about sharing, because this section is going to be sharing times when we weren't in our courage and like what we learned from it. But I guess maybe that's good, because then we end on like a more positive note, right? Like get these out of the way.
That's true. And it's an opportunity, because it might feel a little uncomfortable for you right now to do it the other way, right?
Using what I said. That's all right. I like it. I can respect that.
Yeah. Mom, do you want to share with us first?
Okay. A time when I didn't feel courageous. Well, I took flying lessons. I felt like that was courageous, learning how to fly. And so, because I've loved to fly, I was one of those people that would always sit by the window seats no matter what. And just, I love to fly. So I was doing very well. And I would do all of the skills that they had you learn, like they would put something over your eyes so you couldn't see and you could just fly with the instruments, and you would stall the plane, so I was just doing fabulous, because I'm stalling the plane and getting it out of the dive, and things like that. And I was like so proud of my courage. But for me, where I could not move past the flying thing was my voice. Is when they communicate on the radio with you, they talk so fast, I can't understand them, and I just hated being, I'm one of these people that always wanted to sit in the back of the class, didn't want to be seen, didn't want to talk a lot, and then you really have to talk, and you have to talk fast, you have to get on the radio, get off the radio. And flying in LA, it's like busy all the time, you're going from one airport to the next, so then you have to change the radio, you have to do this, and I just didn't have enough courage to talk on the radio. Oftentimes I would have my flight instructor do it. So I'm really still embarrassed about it, because it really took away the joy of flying. Because then I went up to Maine, and in Maine, they don't have a lot of towers where I was at. And so I flew up there and it was like heaven. I didn't have to talk to anybody on the radio. I could just look at the birds and the ocean, and I was so happy. So I never did overcome that fear of really forcing myself to learn how to talk on the radio quick enough. And
isn't she a radio host?
I know.
I feel like a little confused about where this fear is coming from.
Wait, 9 or 4 or 7?
10 years ago. Right, yeah. No,
and I'll explain in my next story how that switched.
Okay.
So you'll have to
I was going to
stay tuned.
It's like, I wonder if you went back and tried it now, if you'd be like, people would be like, get off the radio, lady. We heard you the first time.
Jeez. Meet this lady.
Was there anything more that you wanted to share about that or like any...
No, just that for me. And then I think it takes courage to look at it and just say, you know, this, I went into flying, you know, to deal with my courage, you know, because I love to fly and I wanted to learn all that kind of thing. And it took courage to also let it go, to let go of it and just say, you know, this is not for me. I don't really enjoy flying in LA. It's almost like I don't like driving in LA either. You know, the traffic is horrible and in the air, it's the same way. And it took courage to just say, you know, this isn't for me. If ever I move to Maine or move somewhere else where I, you know, can fly with the birds, that's where I'll pick it up again.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that because that came forward for me too. Is just, it does take a lot of courage in releasing any judgments that you might have, any should-haves, would-haves, could-haves, because it's like, you know, what's the point? There is no point in that kind of stuff. And you were very courageous at just looking at it and saying, you know what, this isn't something for me right now. Maybe I'll visit it again later, and that's okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's an important point, too, is just, like, the looking at it as right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just not for me right now. Who knows if it will be later? If it is, cool. If it isn't, that's fine, too, you know?
Right. Yeah, but having courage just accepting the fact that you're letting go of those shoulda, woulda, couldas.
Yeah.
Mel, how about you?
I still have a little bit of a shoulda, woulda, coulda. Like, I don't know what it is about this. And it's so funny because it seems like the smallest thing, but it's like here I am 25 years later and I'm still like talking about it as if it's one of my regrets, like the biggest regret of my life.
How old are you 25 years
later? I was in third grade.
Oh my gosh.
I was in third grade. And I had a birthday party. And at my birthday party, my crush attended, and I was like, oh my God, my crush is here. I'm so excited. And we were swimming, like, all together in the pool, and I remember we were swimming underwater, and I, like, my crush was, like, by me. So I was very aware of where he was in the water in relation to me. And except until the point where, like, I switched directions or something, and I kicked him in the face. Like, I kicked him right in the face. And, like, I realized it, obviously, as soon as, like, I felt myself kick him in the face. And, like, I went up to the surface, and he went up to the surface. And we, like, looked at each other. And I just froze and then, like, swam away. Like, I didn't say, I'm sorry. Like, are you okay? Like, because I was just in this place of, like, I just kicked my crush in the face. Like, what? How am I gonna, like, he's not, you know, like, I don't even know what was running through my mind, but it was like, for whatever reason, like, I just could not get up the courage to just even be like, acknowledge. Like, I thought maybe if I didn't acknowledge it, like, it would just go away. Right. Like,
that's how she used to play hide and seek as a little kid. She'd be in the middle of the room and just cover her eyes.
That was Danielle.
Well, I like it better when it's you that did that.
But it's like, it's so funny that it's all it was just the courage to even acknowledge that I had made a mistake. You know, or like, and I don't, you know, it wasn't even a mistake. It was just a pure accident. Obviously, I didn't intend. I did not want that to have happened, but it did. And it was just like, I also will say that I was in third grade. I'm still very much learning the lessons. It's fine that I didn't know it then, but it's still.
How about an adult,
like,
one? Do you have an adult experience?
Well, I think that's everybody important. Has an adult, yeah. But I wanted to share one that's just like, how we can, you know, like, just little opportunities can, not stepping into our courage can even, well, but I don't want to put fear in people that, like, if you don't step into your courage, you're going to be talking about that story 25 years later.
Well, the moral of the story is just don't kick people in the face.
That's yeah, or, like, it takes courage to own up to your mistakes or your things when it's yours. And it's like, speaking from my experience, I have that experience now, and I know that I like it better when I immediately say, you know, like, I'm aware that, like, this happened, that I did this, and I didn't intend for it to happen this way, but it did, and what can we do about it now? Because it's already done.
Right.
You know? But it's like, at that point, I couldn't. But it was a really good lesson.
Well, and I think it's also a lesson in that courage to share, like, hey, you were in third grade. Maybe you could forgive your third grade self.
I do. I just don't know if my third grade self forgives my third grade self about it.
It's okay. I think it's you also had a couple things against you. One, you were really young. And two, it had to do with your crush.
Yeah. That's tough. That's a rocky road.
I think crushes are tough when you're old.
Yeah.
I had to quit a job because I had such a crush on my boss. I would go in and listen and take notes, and I'm like, oh, what did he just say?
What about you, Danielle? Do you have an example?
I was trying to stall until break. No examples.
I have a couple, but I know I'll just start with this one. I think one time was, I had moved out to LA and I applied for a job, and it was a job that I really wanted, and it was a job that I was well fit for. And I had all the skills and the tools and the knowledge, and I knew it, and my resume showed it, and I had plenty of references to also speak to that effect.
And I remember when I got the offer, it was a much lower compensation than I thought that I was worth. And, but I didn't have the courage to actually ask. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the courage to come back and counteroffer. And so what happened is I ended up being in that job for, 2-3 years and ended up kind of resenting it and being like, I'm underpaid. But I also own the fact that I was not courageous in the beginning. I wasn't, I had to forgive myself because I did have that should-haves. If the same thing were to happen now that I'm aware of it, I would feel comfortable coming back and being like, no, I believe this is a fair offer.
Yeah.
And I did love the job. There was nothing wrong with the job. It was more, I just was like, okay, that's what you're giving me. Well, maybe I'm not worth what I thought I was, and I didn't have the courage to even say anything about it.
Yeah.
So it was a great learning for me.
Yeah. That's kind of a powerful example, I feel like, because I'm sure that you're not the only person that's ever experienced that.
No.
And it's like, what do you do after you, what do you do after you accept that scenario? And you have to I don't want to say you have to live with it, but.
You do. I mean, I eventually went back and said, I'd like a raise a little bit sooner than I would have. Yeah. And I did get it, which was great. But it was also the having to do that a couple times in order to get where I should have started at.
Yeah.
And there's that should have. But it's a should have that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
It was really powerful, and it was a great learning because I realized, like, everything that went in on me, I started to second guess, and I got nervous, and I just kind of kept my mouth shut and said, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
It was great. It happened for a reason. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, and I bet at the next job you were much more clear about knowing what you wanted to ask for and what you would accept.
Well, and it also provided me the opportunity to get clear in myself before I went to the next job what I would be okay with and what I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And really being okay that I might have to say no to a job offer because I wasn't okay with that compensation.
Yeah.
So it was all for learning.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I was trying to, not to get one of mine in there, but now it is time for another break. And before we go, I'd like to invite you, the listeners, to join in our conversations. You can call in, you can email us any questions or comments for us to answer in new shows. You can visit our Facebook page at Heart Centered Listening. Our email address is info@heartcenteredlistening.com. This is Danielle, Elizabeth, and Melissa, and we'll be back shortly to talk more about examples about how we were courageous.
Ooh.
Yeah, the positive, the flip side of that coin. And then eventually we'll move into our favorite segment, One Question, Three Responses. We'll be right back.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
At Heart Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself. so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? HeartCenteredListening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated. Hear about success stories and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. Once again, I'm your co-host, Melissa, and I'm joined with my other two co-hosts, Elizabeth and Danielle. And before the break, we were sharing some examples of when we in the past didn't necessarily step into our courage and just the lessons that we learned from it and how we realized from all of our situations, you know, how we wanted to show up if we were approached with that situation again. We're hoping that you, our listeners, got something out of it. Maybe you were in a similar situation and maybe, I don't know, maybe it helped you with any situation you're going through now or have in the past.
Well, and maybe it's just opening your eyes to becoming aware. I really realize that's the first step, is saying, okay, here's a situation. I could have been a little more courageous. Then the next time around, because you're aware of it, you're more likely to take a next step.
And I also want to share that when you do move into that feeling of courage, I think, you know, Melissa talked about the excitement that she had or whatever, but I do think there's a level of energy there that's different than energy when you're not in courage. All of a sudden, there's like this knowing, this excitement, this, you know, I can do anything, you know, and it's just so unbelievable, that feeling. So that's the other reason why I would encourage you to, when you move into courage, just own that feeling and that excitement, because then it helps you move into courage the next time. It's such a spectacular feeling.
Mm-hmm. It brings me to the story that I brought forward, because this next section is going to be about when we were in our courage. And that just so speaks to what I was going to share. I was in Mexico, and I was with a friend, and we got to like pick activities that we wanted to do each day, because it was like with his work thing. And I picked zip lining. And you might not know this about me, listeners, but I have, in the past, I have had a fear of heights. Like, they just scare, I don't know what it is. I get like, I don't know. I'm sure many of you can relate to having a fear of heights.
It's pretty intense, like no roller coaster.
Not even the little roller coasters.
But I was like, when I saw that as an option, I was like, you know what? There's a part of me that really wants to do that. Like, I think it would be really fun. So I signed up, and like, I was kind of nervous the whole time. I was a little bit excited, and I was like, I'm just gonna trust that I'm not gonna die, that I'm not gonna get hurt, and that like plenty of people do this. Like, the place that does it doesn't want me to get hurt as much as, if maybe even more so than I don't want to get hurt, you know? So I was like trying to come about it on the logical perspective in some way too.
No, that's smart. Again, make sure if you were trying to do it without a harness or anything, then it might not have been a smart idea to go with it.
Right, okay, yeah.
And anyway, so I got in there and like I got my harness on, you know, and I'm like, I walk up to like the first one and my friend goes first because I have to watch him go first, of course.
And like, make sure that nothing happens. It's awful.
And then like I get up there and I like jump off the ledge or whatever and I'm holding on and it's just like the most incredible experience ever. We're in like this beautiful place and it's like I'm just soaring through the air, like experiencing something that I never would have experienced had I not stepped into my courage. And it was funny because by the second one, it was like I landed on that first one because there was like 9 little zip lines across the whole thing. And I shouldn't even say little. Like one of them was like a quarter mile long or something and like 800 feet high or ridiculous.
Wow.
But it was like by that one, it was like I don't even know why I was telling myself that I was afraid of it because it was amazing and I was not having any fear. So it's like I feel like there is also an opportunity there of like things that maybe you might have thought that you were afraid of. Maybe every couple of years, like see if you're willing to give it a try because maybe you're not actually even afraid of it. You're just attached to that fear that you once had.
Mm-hmm. Or the idea of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was mine. It was awesome. And I kind of want to go ziplining right now.
Do you want to go on a roller coaster?
That sounds fun.
What's that?
The roller coaster.
She did go on a roller coaster, though.
It was the one on the Santa Monica Pier. Yeah. It's like the tiniest roller coaster ever.
It's okay. It's a step in the right direction.
Right.
You're taking small steps towards that courage. And courage doesn't matter how big or small it is.
Right. Yeah.
Same with roller coaster size. Mom, when were you encouraged?
I have to say, I think earlier I was saying how I didn't care to talk a lot. And so I decided that I was going to do a stand-up comedy class. You know, and I went to the class, and I remember the first class they were doing things like, you know, acting like a crab and doing and I'm like one of these people that's very, like I said, sits in the back of the class, doesn't want to do anything to bring attention to myself. So it was very difficult. And then the first day I was like, oh, it was terrible. And then the next week I went back and we had to tell jokes. And I remember my eye would twitch whenever I would get nervous. It always did. And it got so bad when I was up there talking, tears just kept streaming down. And I had a Kleenex in my hand and I kept pushing myself through it because I'm like, I am going to do this, you know, and the crying came and all this kind of stuff. And it was like, but I kept going back to the class. I kept going back to the class and working through it, moving through it. And at the end of the class, we had to get up on stage in front of, you know, I would probably say 50 people in a comedy club. And I went there and I just was amazed at, I went up and I was really well prepared and I did a great job. And
yeah,
I was
she did.
Funny.
She was the, sorry to all of her classmates, but she was legitimately the funniest one out there.
Even though she swore at me and Melissa.
They told me, you know, mine was too PG, and they said, you got to kind of shock them at the end and say, you know, do one little swear word. So I was like, okay.
So but anyway. Like, who's safe to swear at? Okay. Yes. Danielle and Melissa, yes.
So, anyways, when we got down into the audience, you know, everybody was like patting me on the back and, I mean, telling me what a great job I did and that energy. And it felt so good. It was just so exciting. And I was so happy that I forced myself to go through it with it. And one of the learnings I had there was really funny. I was talking to somebody at work at the time and I was telling him about the tears coming down and he looked at me and he said, so you're not going back. And I'm like, I thought it was a funny response because I'm like, that's the exact reason why I am going back.
Yeah.
Because I had
yeah.
to move past that mm-hmm. fear. But he's like, oh, like it was too hard. You know, why right. continue to put yourself through that? So mm-hmm. it was really interesting. And it really paid off for me. It was just the most exciting time of my life. And now it's like I'm not afraid to speak in public. You know, it's like, you know, it was – It was like something was crystallized in me and it broke apart once I was on that stage. And after I got off the stage, I was like shaken because it was like all this
adrenaline
came up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'm so proud of you. That was awesome.
That is super courageous.
Thanks. It was fun.
Yeah. I think so too. And I really acknowledge you for pushing past it. You know, just being like, okay, I'm aware that this is intense for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to, this is an opportunity to really practice and move through it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So how about you, Danielle? What was yours?
Mine isn't as exciting as your guys's. I did jump out of a plane.
Oh, well,
I found that very terrifying, but I still did it twice.
I don't know. Mine's a little more exciting than yours.
Give me a roller coaster.
Just kidding.
You know, I flew a plane, so why would anybody ever jump out of a perfectly, you know, fine plane? I just don't get that.
Get parachutes. There are skilled people involved, I promise. I think mine is more of really just authentic expression. The idea that came up is really, it takes a lot of courage sometimes to share what's going on in, I'll just speak from my point of view, but sometimes if I'm experiencing a challenge, whether it be at work or, in relationship or whatever, you know, sometimes in the past I have held myself back and because I haven't had the courage to share with someone to get their support, just because I thought that meant that I was, you know, less than or that I wasn't strong enough or whatever it might be. And so I just know, like, my relationship with you guys, it is, you are wonderful people who listen and support and that kind of thing. But I also acknowledge myself because in order to be 100% authentic and share everything that's going on, I do have to be vulnerable. And it does take courage. You know, like when I said I'm getting a divorce, like that was a hard thing to share because it there were a lot of judgments going on about myself, about, you know, I couldn't make this marriage work. And I had all these stories running and I thought that totally anyone that I told would have the same thoughts. So it was that was a powerful example for me of having courage to share it. And I just realized that so often the outcome is so much easier and better than I ever thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of times I would build up this thing in my mind and it would snowball and then it's this huge big deal and there's a big fight and, you know, but it ends up just being like, oh, hugs, love you, you know.
Well, it's funny, like, what you shared too, because we are always talking about positive future fantasy. And I feel like what can really help courage is to have that, like, what's a huge hindrance to courage is negative future fantasy.
Yes.
Is like having that, oh, if I share this, they're going to say this, and then it's going to be this, and then it's like, oh my God, all hell's going to break loose, and it's just going to be the worst thing ever. And it's like running that story, of course, is going to make it harder to step into your courage.
Well, and I think also another good skill is the what if. Because I also was like, well, what if I share this, and they think this, you know? And it's like, that's not going to change the situation. It's still going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I might as well get it out in the open now. And so that really did help me. It's like, if they said that, I'm still moving, you know, I'm still going through with it. But
yeah,
it was just, and you guys are so supportive all the time. It's just more of what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I'm overcoming that, you know, that it takes courage to overcome my own stuff. But, you know, I acknowledge myself for doing that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
you know, it does take a lot of courage to be vulnerable. I mean, because that is probably one of the most vulnerable places you can be at.
Yeah,
you know, when you're sharing things like that are so deep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I definitely felt it. That's for sure. But we're gonna go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, we're gonna go ahead and just talk about maybe why it's so difficult to move into courage, and why we also think it's so beneficial, and the benefits that come out of it. Beneficial benefits. Got it. But so we'll wrap up our discussion, and then we'll also do the one question, three responses. This is Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. And remember, if you'd like to respond to us, anything that we've said today, have a question for us, you can always email at info@heartcenteredlistening.com. And we'll be right back.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself, so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? HeartCenteredListening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back. I'm Elizabeth, along with Danielle and Melissa, and this is Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. And we were just kind of wrapping up our discussion on courage. So one of the things we were thinking about is why is it so difficult to move into courage, you know? And also, you know, on that same side, once you do, how beneficial it is when you move into that place. So does anybody want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I can. I think Melissa hit the nail on the head when she said, you know, there's a lot of it's the negative future fantasies, like really just saying like, oh, if this happens, I think that this is going to happen. And sometimes that thought in your mind can be so overwhelming and so intense that it really does, you know, actually take more courage to do it because of you're building yourself up against something that's not even there.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and the ironic thing is there's so much power and courage. And just one thing, the biggest benefit that I've ever gotten out of it is you're telling yourself that you are worthy. Like, you're showing up for yourself and in what you truly want to do, expressing what you truly want to express, you know, achieving something you really want to achieve. Courage applies to all of that, but it really is it's showing up for yourself, telling yourself that you're worth it.
Yeah, and to take that a little further too, one of the things that I think is difficult about stepping into courage is that fear of the unknown. And I think what helps me is to know that, you know, no matter what happens, like, not only am, like, I will be here for myself, you know, like, whatever happens, like, if I say something or do something and, like, this other person all of a sudden wants nothing to do with me, or, like, whatever my negative future fantasy is, whatever scenario I put myself in or I am in, I know that I am there with myself and I will support myself. I'm never going to turn my back on myself, you know, like, I'm not going to do that. So allowing myself to move into that trust that no matter what happens, I'll be okay because I will be there to support myself.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good point. With courage, and the more you do things like that, the more you move into your courage, the more you experience it, the more you're able to handle different scenarios in a more resilient way, you know, because you have the confidence that I'm going to be there for myself and I'm going to do the best I can and I'm going to have the courage to move forward in this situation.
Yeah.
And you're spontaneous and you're more joyful and you're more authentic. Mm-hmm. I really do believe practicing moving into courage in situations can bring out the joy in who you are because it's a different energy.
Yeah. And I really feel like a great step to all of us, you know, to anyone out there listening that's like, how do I start developing my courage? I would say to them, you know, start just acknowledging the courage you already have and you're already showing. Because I think also on some level, we are far more courageous than we allow ourselves to realize and know. And it's like if we maybe just took time at the end of every day and said, you know what? You know, I said hello to that girl in my office that I like. Like, that was really courageous. Or, mm-hmm. you know, like, just acknowledge what you're already doing that is courageous.
Yeah, so often when people look back at what they've overcome, it's like, holy crap, it did take a lot of courage. But when you're in it, you're not even realizing
it. And it's like acknowledging that will help be like, okay, well, that was courageous and I felt great about doing that. So, you know, maybe tomorrow I'm going to do more, you know?
Right. I'm going to tell the other girl I like.
Hey.
So let's move on to our next segment, one question, three responses. And here, this week's question is from Addison, who's 24 and she lives in Tennessee. Addison asked, my mother abandoned me when I was 12. I'm 24 now and she recently asked to see me again. I don't know if I want to ever see her again. What would you do?
Wow, Addison, that's a difficult question. I would really want to know, you know, how are you feeling about this? You know, what were the circumstances around it? Was there any communication with your mother? Kind of where you're at with it. And I would really encourage you to be gentle with yourself, as you're thinking about it and don't make anything right or wrong and just look at all the different ways you can look at it. You can say, okay, I'm not going to see her. You know, how does that make me feel? Okay, I'm going to see her. How does that make me feel? Okay, I'm going to write to her. How does that make me feel? And don't make anything right or wrong on how you're feeling. Just bring up all your scenarios. Bring up everything that you can think about and look at it and take a look at it. And I mean, that's a first step towards, I think,
Well, and along that note, too, I was thinking, you know, like, it's like, but how do I know how I feel? Like, if I was in this situation, Addison, and there are a lot of things that you could do to become clearer on how you feel. And one of them, you know, is freeform writing, you know, just maybe start, get a piece of paper, sit in a quiet room, light a candle, and just let out everything, all of your thoughts, like put it down on paper, just whatever comes forward. Don't even think about what comes forward. Just write it and let it all out. And then that might be able to create some space for you to be more clear. And another tool.
And with that too, rip up the paper and throw it away when you're done. Just get rid of it. Because what you're trying to do is move the energy out of your body, out of your mind. Because, you know, when you're that young, you held on to a lot of energy and a lot of judgment about your mother and you're just and about the situation. So you just want to get it up and out.
Yeah, definitely. And another way that you might be able to move forward is there's a thing called Gestalt, where maybe you could put two chairs facing each other and put your mom in one chair and you in the other and have like a practice conversation. See how, pretend what it would be like if you actually did meet her, you know, and just see what comes forward for you there.
I think those are great, great tools. Often in my experience with them, things will come forward that I didn't even realize were there. Mm-hmm. You know, so it is, and it's very opportunistic and of learning and growth. And I would encourage you also to work with any irrational beliefs. And when I say like anything that you projected onto yourself about your worth, about who you are, I'm not sure what your situation is. I can only, if I were in that situation, I bet that I might have some irrational beliefs around me being not good enough or flawed or somebody doesn't want me, that kind of thing. And I just really encourage you to work with that and really realize that often everyone's decision anytime someone makes a decision, it's based on their life, on their needs, on their wants, and probably have, I know in my experience, have very little to do with other people. Mm-hmm. It's really where your mom was at that time. Who knows what was going on in her head? But the important part is letting you know you were 12. You were a kid. You were perfect. You were, but you know, like, I just really, really encourage you to work with knowing that it had nothing to do with you.
And that you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, I would just really, really let that sink in, that you didn't do anything wrong. And from that place, just, you know, visit the idea of what you want with your mom and the relationship going forward. And it's okay, whatever you want to. Again, I want you to know, whatever you decide, it's your decision, and it's really okay.
Yeah.
It is okay. That, I think that's a very important part. Whatever you decide, that's okay.
Yeah, be real clear about that in the beginning, you know, like, and also know that what if you decide to see her and it turns out to be the wrong one in your mind, just accept that.
And you can change.
You can change. You don't have to keep seeing her. And if you choose not to see her, you can always see her down the line, or you can always try to see her down the line. So.
Absolutely. Nothing set in stone.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your question, Addison.
It was a great one, and I actually wish we had a little more time.
Yeah, me too.
But it was a great question. We just don't have any more time. This is Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. We're so happy you could join us this week again.
And please join us next week, next Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, and this is your ever appreciative co-host, Elizabeth Daniela Melissa, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Have a safe and great week, and remember, you can have the relationship that you've always wanted.
Yeah!
Thank you for joining us this week on Communicating from the Heart. Please tune in for another edition with mother-daughter hosts Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We can't wait to share more with you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.